By the time I hit the door, I saw hoes on the floor. Niggas dressed in suits, tricking all they dough. Me, I'm a pimp. I ain't paying for no sex, man. I'd rather buy a car or a new Rolex. Cause I got street fame, so hoes flock like birds. I got one hole in the weed, one hole in the sir. When I hit the club, I'ma be with David Banner, a thug. With bad table manners, we act bad, my nigga. What is y'all saying? Listen, you still on mute. He is the freestyle.
Shit. My shit, I was rapping. That's my shit.
Till this I was waiting day. For somebody to jump in, but Lil Flip, Lil Flipperachi.
I don't know that song.
Freestyle King. Ronald. You do. You want me to finish it? Because you definitely know it.
Bullshit. What? That's a...
I'm about to slap you.
I was definitely about to come through this fucking phone.
That's a David Banner exclusive. That's when he used to cuss. But now he's a pastor.
He don't cuss at all no more?
You know, he like on his pro-black history bullshit. Oh, yeah. So.
He's an activist. When did that come out? Let's see.
That was probably back in 04? Was that 04?
Yeah, we had to still O2? Be in like not. Like I O2. Wasn't 13 saying that, was I?
That's when I was
in the
box talking about running trains because we know we choo choo.
03.
'03.
That's so wild.
That's wild.
Sound about right.
That's so wild.
Sound about right. Well, hey y'all, it is another episode of Bar Talk. Bar talk. I am Ronald, and I have been having the worst fucking past 4 weeks of my entire life. But tomorrow, we hopefully get some results, and I can go on a food tour because I'm hungry and I'm tired of eating smoothies.
Is that seriously all you can eat?
I can eat stuff, but it takes...
I thought you couldn't feel it.
Get you some mashed potatoes.
No, it has been in overdrive, so I've been suffering in silence, so...
Oh, wow. That's new for you.
Yeah.
Because you don't suffer in silence. You loud.
Yes. Yes, but I'm here. Surgery is in the morning. Cannot fucking wait.
Yes, get that shit together.
It is... coming to a close.
Yes. And y'all are...
Oh, so sorry. I am on jail, and I'm so ready for you fucking April events to be the fuck over. I'm over it. I'm over celebrating my mom's 70th birthday this weekend, and Ward Gillum, my father, is in overdrive. Okay? All right.
Pretty sure y'all made that harder than what it needs to be.
I'm pretty sure we did. I'm almost certain.
I guarantee you that y'all made that party harder than what it's supposed to be.
I am almost sure that we did.
Make a list. Wow. All you have to do is make a list. You don't have to do no invitations. You could have made an e-vite.
I did do an e-vite, but I wanted to send physical invitations to her siblings. So that's what I did. But it was every other nigga was a Evite, for sure.
Understandable. Bran.
Oh, well, hey, it's me, Bran. What do I have for y'all? Not nothing. I'm cool.
Are you?
Have you received a phone call from me lately?
No, I got texts.
Because you have been,
yeah,
you're
but that's better
because you're working wig now, so you be tired when you get off and you take
I can be real tired. I still got time. I just want you to know.
Oh my god,
I'm always have a little bit of time.
Time for some fun.
No, I've been cool. Yes. I've been telling myself, hey, think about this. Let's think about this. Before you
reacting. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not working. And then when I don't think about it, I text you. So sorry.
I mean, you know, sometimes it's okay to be chaotic. But bitch,
I enjoy it. I like the chaos.
It's fun. Give me boring.
No, please.
I like my niggas boring with good dick. My bitches, I like boring with good pussy. But ain't been having too much luck with the lady pond.
We gonna, I miss that era. That era was more chaotic. And we need to.
For me, it was. It was. Any dad jokes or bow chicken wow wow this week?
Bow chicken wow wow. I really ain't got nothing.
I ain't got no damn dad joke. Because I've been busy trying to focus on getting my shit together. But you know, we're making it work up over here at the in the fofo. And it seems as though, like Angel said, everybody and they fucking mama want to have a goddamn event. Why can't I do fucking shit? Which is so crazy. It's been so many parties. I hate I miss everyday people this past weekend. Very upset about that because everybody and they fucking mama seemed like they went because I kept scrolling and scrolling on Instagram while I was in my bed. And
yes, everybody was there. I didn't even know my niece and my cousin was going.
Right, that was insane. But I will be at the one in the fall. Hopefully in a Gucci suit from my lawsuit.
I don't think settlements pay out that fast, but they can reimburse you.
Gucci suit. I'm gonna have some FUBU on, some retro FUBU. And a bucket hat.
That platinum. I'm
gonna get that one with that Bugs Bunny on there.
Get Fat Albert.
You gotta get the Fat Albert.
I wonder if you can find that somewhere and pull up. And if I wear it, then if niggas start wearing it, just know that I'm the one that brought it back. So,
jeez.
Do they still sell that shit, FUBU? Is that still like a thing?
I bet it's gonna be high as fuck if you find it. I know they brought Baby Fat back and it was cheap as hell.
Oh yeah, I bet if you find FUBU, you gotta go on eBay or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, them niggas actually, get it. Them niggas actually got a fucking website. They got the jeans are still.
How much are they? Are they still affordable?
They $50.
Oh, that's not bad.
The jerseys. Oh, the jerseys are $79. Like the with the
old. I want me a jersey dress. Find me a jersey dress. You remember them? I had
Brandis,
one.
Brandis.
Okay. Where are you going in a jersey dress?
Anywhere. Who's gonna check me?
The fashion police.
Good the fuck. Long as it's real.
I fucking hate her.
Who's gonna check me?
Can you imagine you walking somewhere like to a store and being like, I need something to match this FUBU jersey dress. Nick's gonna look at you and be like, is this the what year is this?
Yeah, I'm playing. They still selling jersey dresses. Like, alright.
You know what? And I wish I would have kept some of that old shit. But you know, I was a lot slimmer then. That's when I was back. I was a smooth 180. But nah, I didn't got some hips and shit.
So, look at that fire. Look at that bulls.
Oh, I mean that's cool. That's cool.
A little jersey dress on.
But I want to get I'm gonna find that FUBU with the Fat Albert on there. So y'all niggas. Oh no, I'm not because I just went to Grail.com and that bitch is $189.
You got it.
Like y'all niggas is tripping. Like y'all are tripping, but you know, one day. One day, one day, one day, one day. But we are going to move forward with the...
No. I got one.
Uh-oh. Never mind. Rewind. The Bon Chicken Wow Wow Brandon Sexy Question of the Week.
What is the biggest age gap of someone you've been with?
Ooh.
Either older or I hope not younger. No, but older.
We don't regress. That's kind
of the biggest age gap. I don't think I have any big age gaps.
I'm trying to think.
Honestly. Hold on, I'm trying to think.
50?
Ronald.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. 5, so that's
49, 50.
16 years. 16 years.
Yeah, 49, 50. So, yeah, that's a
51.
Hey, but you can't talk to older motherfuckers because they don't want to change. The only thing they be good with is being kind of settled. If you're 50 and you still staying with your mama and she not terminally ill, I don't see the fucking point of what you're doing.
Please.
If she not fucking terminal, I don't know what's going on.
I don't have a big age gap, I fear. Everybody has been in their late 30s and maybe 40, but not even. But I don't have patience for older people. So
why is that?
Because they want too much too fast.
I thought that was a lesbian thing.
No, older men are equally older men are equally aggressive.
Hmm.
They are equally aggressive. They be trying to find a Shirley.
And you're not down for that wave. You just want to be hot in the streets.
I just want someone who is okay with taking their time. I don't know why, since I've been like single, everybody I meet except this one person wants to be in a relationship. One person even told me they will love me through my healing. I said, what kind of shit is that?
That sounds like a manipulator type of statement, honestly.
I mean, she wasn't a manipulator by far. I just think that she was a person that was ready for love. And despite me saying, I just got out of a relationship, I was about to be married like a couple months ago, like that didn't mean anything. It was just kind of like, I'll just, you know, love you through your healing. And I'm just like, absolutely not. Girl, that's not even doing you a service. That's doing you a disservice. Because who? I'm not going to be good. I'm outside. Okay?
Listen.
I'm not going to be good. Like, that's just the reality of when you're coming out of a situation. Like,
so you tell
me. Streets and shit.
You're not gonna let me love you while your life is on fire. You're not gonna
like
let me.
That's insane. Hell no. Hell no. Because
I'll drag you through this whirlwind if you want it.
It's just like, you know, I just feel like when you're going through shit and you include someone else in your shit that you're going through, it can always backfire. Mm-hmm. And then you're stuck with this person. Like, I was stuck for 4 years. Like, we both weren't ready for relationships. She had just got out of a relationship. I had just got out of a relationship. It was like rebound taken to the next level that it probably shouldn't have even went to.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, yeah, all my stupid stories are people my age. So, I ain't been there.
Y'all have a sweet spot?
Huh?
A sweet spot of dating? Like, I can do probably 5 years older and maybe 3 years younger.
I could do that. Hmm. I could do 5 to 10 years older. Honestly, when I do my dating thing, I do from like 35 to like 50, honestly. Now, like in today's world, like in my life today. 35 mm-hmm. to 50. And if I do go younger than me, then I might go to 30. But that's about it.
Oh, 30 is the new 21.
Yes,
it is. Like 33. At least 33.
Yeah,
30 is the new 21. But I feel like if I'm talking to somebody that's that young, then we're really just fucking.
And that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
That is okay. So, yeah. Yeah. Good bunker chicken wow wow.
Thanks. Spare the moment.
People get on my nerves. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we're going to move forward with the rundown for the show. Houston, we had the once in probably 50 year eclipse happen in Houston, but guess what Houston wanted to do? Be overcast as fuck, and we didn't see a goddamn thing out here. At least I didn't over here on the north side. What about y'all?
Absolutely. I work with the white folks. They had glasses for us waiting.
But it was cloudy in Houston. How did
you... I literally saw it because we have two floors in my building. So we went up to the top floor and it's like a patio. And we just looked up. It really wasn't that cloudy downtown, I'm assuming. Because I saw that shit. I saw it when the moon was moving or the sun, whichever one was moving over, I seen it. Like, and then the white folks was on the floor on their backs.
Oh. Brandis, did you observe?
No. Hell no, I didn't see that.
But if it was out, would you have wanted to look anyway?
Sometimes. I'd be, like, really fascinated with, like, the moon. So, I would have looked at it.
But you like space. But
I just like looking at the moon. I don't know what it is.
The space is very intriguing to me because it's like, you know, they didn't put like all them satellites and shit out there. And it's like, it's not just Pluto. It goes further than that. And it's like, what the fuck else is out there? You know what I mean? That's why them aliens came down and opened up that fucking mall. And we still ain't heard shit about that. Bravo is firing everybody. So apparently Bravo has Candace Dillard released herself because she is pregnant. Congratulations. That baby is going to be light skinned like Giselle. What are you gonna do about that? They said Robin Dixon was fired from
as she should have been.
I don't know what they're gonna do about their income.
She sells hats.
She gonna do what?
She sells hats.
She still sells the hats.
Yeah, I guess
that's not.
What is it called? Bedazzle.
Hey, I don't know.
That shit is not gonna fucking last.
She's gonna have to. She's gonna have to put out some special edition hats.
Cause one ain't making no. One ain't making no motherfucking money.
But you're going to have to put a pocket on their head or something. Make it special. I don't know.
One. Put a charging port on there. And charge your phone with your hat.
A stash on the inside.
Charge your headphones with your hat.
She might want to do the bedazzle hat with the with Ashley and Giselle's little Lululemon knockoff.
Do a collab.
She can put the hat. What? She can put the hat on the top, and then she can do Velcro down the back of it, and it can hook up to the bodysuit, and it can be like a little. It can be like a little unit, and it can have like fringe and some feathers.
Ron, please look little.
I mean, listen, she gonna have to do something because it's in. I don't know. Maybe she can do a collection with GNA. I don't know. But Robin, good riddance, girl.
Good riddance.
I really, really wish that they would replace you with Monique. But Monique has already said that she's not going back.
You don't blame me, Monique.
Man, that's when I started watching. Y'all got rid of a...
Dog, Monique was... so like, I really don't understand why... Giselle always has, and I understand it has to be a messy person in a group, but like, ain't it too old to personify the mean girl? Because the bitch was absolutely mean to Monique, and I only feel like she wasn't mean to Wendy because they were sorority sisters, and that's why I can see why people say or think colorism, even when she called out Wendy and Candace and the other girl and saying that they were responsible for the big fallout at the end of the season, and she wasn't even there.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't even there. Like, you could hear on the mic, and I understand that Candace does say things, but oh well. I mean, you came in her face. What if y'all would have liked it better if she would have just smacked her in her face? because she said she was close in her face talking about, do you need have something to say to me? Because if it was a bitch off the street, you would probably would have got your fucking face mushed in. Especially if you come into me asking me some shit like that after all the drama you started. Like, girl, I didn't see anything wrong with what Candace was saying. Somebody come get the help. Because who is this?
Yeah.
Like, be fucking for real. Giselle, if somebody walked in your face, what you gonna say?
Get the fuck out of my face. I'll tell
it. Yeah, like,
to y'all.
So, I don't know. I understand them keeping Giselle. I get why they're keeping Giselle. I want to say Giselle, was she the start of this, or was it Charisse or Karen?
It was Giselle.
Because I think she get the EP credit.
Yeah.
I think Giselle the only one that get the EP credit, though. So, like, I mean, I get why they keeping her. Of course, Karen, for sure. I do think Mia is good for TV.
She's gonna keep a storyline. This
yeah, I think Mia.
She got her new man. Like, she got
some, yeah, and then her husband know about the new man. Like, keep her.
Yeah,
keep her. Why? Let's watch this unfold.
Let's hope it's some more deep mess. But you know, the rest of the girls, Ashley, you better come with some mess. You better come with it. But you're gonna be out the next season.
You notice she got the same shit going on as Kenya and her ex-husband, or soon-to-be ex-husband. I don't know if they're divorced yet, but he don't want nothing to do with the show.
I understand.
Of course.
I wouldn't want to like that motherfucking shit either. Y'all see me, don't mic me up.
Basically, he was like, and if he sees himself on the show, like if she's FaceTiming him while the cameras are rolling, and like they see him, like he's gonna sue the fuck out of her, basically.
Yep.
But they gotta ask for permission every time they do that. So
yeah, I don't want to.
True.
I don't want to be on the show. So that's what it is. OJ Simpson passed away from cancer. How do y'all feel about that? Like, how do y'all feel? Were y'all happy? Were y'all sad? Were you guys?
I think it's really weird if you felt anything.
Explain.
If you felt happy that he died.
I didn't feel happy. I just didn't.
I don't think I felt anything.
Yeah, I didn't feel like anything.
Why would I?
You just didn't care.
No.
I mean,
I don't know him. He is not. I ain't gonna lie. Some celebrity deaths hit hard, and you know, I didn't cry a time or two. But him, no. What?
I mean, yeah, no. I mean, listen. I always felt like he was kind of an Uncle Tom. Anyway, which is crazy for the amount of niggers who were rooting for him be acquitted.
Right.
Back in the day.
All of them.
Back in the day.
All of them.
That was a thing.
It's not like he was a good person. I'm not going to say he wasn't a good, I don't know him. But it's not like he was like for the niggas or anything like that. So it's just like, okay, you got away with murder.
You did murder that. Those people.
He murdered that white woman. She gonna be waiting at the gates, at the pearly gates for him.
He did.
Oh, Lord. And
I mean, some of the memes, I ain't gonna lie, cackled a little bit, but I was just like, oh no, that's why I didn't put no.
Yeah, I didn't even comment.
I'm just like, oh, that's sad, you know?
It's unfortunate, you know?
Yeah. I feel bad for the kids and Khloe Kardashian. That's her.
Please.
See,
I knew it was gonna go there.
Why they say they that's her daddy? Because of her chin.
Yep.
And her nigga hair.
The original chin. Not
she too. Got nigga hair. Never noticed that. Ever.
She got thick hair. She don't look like the other girls.
Yeah, she something's going on.
She definitely don't.
That she definitely don't look like OJ though.
No, she don't look like
that. But Jenner might not. I mean, not Jenner. What's his name? The Kardashian daddy might not be the daddy. Who knows?
And fuck Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh yeah, she can go to hell.
That was a tacky tweet. Good riddance.
She's a tacky. She is the tackiest, cringiest, wrinkliest trans woman I have ever seen in my life. Like, nothing about Caitlyn Jenner makes me move. Like, nothing about, nothing. Like, you are identifying and a part of an oppressed community, and the things that come out of her mouth be insane. Right. It'd be so insane.
Shit. Some real wild shit. But fuck you, Caitlyn. And I guess RP to OJ. The juice. Yeah. The juice has expired.
The juice.
You like that one?
Not the no. Not the juice man.
That's not fun. Sorry.
Okay. Not funny. Sexy Red was due to appear at, I think it was a high school. It was a high school or a middle school. But the admin said that she could not come up in there because she smelled like weed. My first thing is, who keep booking Sexy Red to come to schools? This is like the third time she'd have been out of school.
Elementary and middle school is insane. Her going to a senior high school event, I can see it. I get it. I'm not upset at that. Go see them high school. They just as wretched as you.
Yes.
Go see it. And I like Sexy Red. She's the hood rat that I've never thought knew I needed, okay, in my life. So I love her music. It's ratchet. I love it now. But elementary school or middle school is incredibly insane. And her team and whoever booked her needs they ass whooped.
And it's like, what song are you going to sing?
Like
my baby daddy.
Like
what the fuck?
I don't. She recently did an interview saying that she doesn't do meet and greets anymore. Like, I guess she did it one time, or she don't do meet. I'm not gonna say anymore because she hasn't been out that long. But she don't provide meet and greets because she said people be musty, stank, and she don't want nobody touching her. And I was trying not to be like, girl, shut the fuck up. But I mean, I also get it because people are dusty, dirty, and stank when they at the end of your concert. I do get it. But I mean,
let me tell you about these meet and greets. As you know, I love Joyner Lucas.
Are you doing the meet and greet?
I bought 2 tickets to the concert. I want to do the meet and greet, right? Mm-hmm. Guess how much? He said he only doing 50 per city. How much he charging a person for a meet and greet? I've done this one time. I paid $100 to meet and greet. And I didn't even have to do it because we friends. But guess how much this nigga want?
$1,000.
Oh, no. Child, hell no.
Not that. Oh. Well, if it's not $1,000, bitch, what the fuck is you complaining for? It's $500?
No, $350.
Oh, that's not bad. Bitch, pay for that. You need to pay for that now so you can meet him now. Because once he blow up, you're never going
to be able to see him ever.
You're never going to pay that. That's not bad. Chris Brown was charging like, I think, $1,500.
Are you serious?
I think $1,000 or $1,500, yes. It was not, no, $350.
I guess I don't do concerts, so.
I don't do concerts either like that. I just kind of started like trying to get my concert bag. But I do know when I have researched like concert prices, when I'm like interested, I always look just out of curiosity to see what the meet and greet is like or what the VIP comes with. Like, does it come with the meet and greet? So like $350 to me, bitch, that is not bad. Pay that so you can at least see him now, and he only doing $50. You said don't do it?
I said go.
Do that. $350 ain't bad because let me tell you.
My cash app is Brandis K, B as in boy, R A, N as in Nancy, D as in dog, I C E K.
Okay. See. Yeah. I mean, I just feel like the way this nigga's career is going, the next time he do a tour, that shit is not going to be $350.
I think this tour is going to be extremely packed, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle what I signed up for, because I don't like claustrophobic. Get away from me.
I know. Is it standing room only?
Yeah. I mean, they had some booths and stuff, but I like being right up on them. You know what I'm saying? I like good videos and shit like that. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Because, I mean...
You
I
said no?
Like... Not me. You know, if I stand up, I'm standing up in front of everybody, and I want to get hit in the back of the head with a glass.
Oh, I'm not gonna lie. When I went to Currency's concert with my ex, we was right up on that nigga, and it was a really, really good experience. But also, it's Currency, so it wasn't rowdy. You know, it's weed music, it's high music. Right. Everybody chilling, listening, vibing. He getting blunts from the audience, like he's doing that type. Yes, niggas was passing him blunts. He was hitting the blunt. He was passing it back. Like that was done. Niggas was giving him weed. Like it was very, very, it was a lot of people, but again, we was right up front and it wasn't rowdy. It wasn't like pushing and shoving, all that. So right. Certain concerts I can do standing only. Like I've been to Big Crit. That really wasn't rowdy. At that time, it was at Warehouse Live. So I want to say that might have been at the beginning of his career. But I saw Division at Warehouse Live. That was standing room, and I was kind of close.
I was there.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you was there. You were there.
Amazing concert.
Me and Ron saw Chance. We were close as shit.
Yeah. So Chance. Some concerts, you can do that. Like, you'll be fine. But other concerts, like a Travis Scott kind, I would never
go to a Travis Scott. As much as I love him, I would
I like him too, but no, I probably, and if I was to go to a concert, I would definitely have a seat.
No, I ain't enough. It's gonna give me high anxiety.
Speaking of concerts, y'all need to calm down, artists. I don't
like
there's too many.
I don't know if y'all got
calm that shit the fuck down.
Fuck us. Because that's the fuck y'all did. Like, it's been concert announcements 3 times a fucking week.
Niggas is getting they lick back from the pandemic.
We got Missy, Usher, we got Tank, Nicki Minaj, Chris Brown, fucking who else? Megan Thee Stallion. It's just, it's too fucking much.
It's too much. I have to have a limit, because I have bought Meg Thee Stallion. And I got Usher. I would not mind seeing Missy. Obviously, I feel like that is a historical type concert. Because who's to say she'll go?
I got Missy.
You got Missy? Missy?
I'm going to be there. I've been loving her since I was in elementary school. So.
Like, that is a concert this that
never,
I feel this like.
This is never going to happen again. And Busta Rhymes.
Not, I'm not surprised. It's not.
And I haven't seen Busta Rhymes or Ciara either. Nigga, I'm about to get my bang.
That's an all for one. Like, that's a package deal.
Pick me up off the fucking concert. That's like when you remember we went to fucking, when Diddy, when they did the Bad Boys reunion. The Bad Boys
reunion.
That shit was epic. That was the best, like, last minute concert ticket I've ever bought in my entire life. Got my motherfucking life. So I appreciate it. Moving on. Let's talk about all this rap beef. Whew. Wow.
I haven't listened to any of the songs, but I just been paying attention to the social media shit.
So this is from... This is... From what... Let me do the niggas first, because the niggas was easier to comprehend. So y'all know on the last show we was talking about how there was a diss track between K-Dot went after Drake and J. Cole. Fast forward, J. Cole put out a mixtape called I Might Delete Later. Had a song on there called 7 Minutes Something. And he went, and it was, I heard it, I was like, and this is not a good fucking diss record. It wasn't that great. Then J. Cole went to the Dreamville thing, and he got on the stage, and he apologized to Kendrick Lamar. He apologized to Kendrick Lamar for putting out that whack ass shit. And sure enough, that song has been taken off of all streaming platforms. I didn't think his heart was into the diss. It didn't feel
like it wasn't bad. But when people were like, J. Cole didn't go as hard as he could have, I felt that in the song, but I didn't think it was bad. But you can tell, like, now that you say that, you definitely can tell he did not want to record that, let alone pull it out.
They were friends. That's the reason why. Like, they are fucking friends. He didn't want to fucking do the shit. So it was just like, oh, I'm on tour with this nigga. The fans are begging me to put my input in. I'm gonna put my fucking input in. So he gave a lackluster ass thing, but he apologized. But let me tell you who hadn't apologized, who's not apologizing. Rick Ross, because he has been on Drake ass this entire
time. He is fucking funny.
He is so funny. He has been calling this a white boy, big nose.
First of all, Drake, why did you put your mama in it? Why did you post that? Like, I swear people don't.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, that shit was gold though.
It was your mama. Why you couldn't text somebody else?
I don't know. I wasn't even mad. Like, now it was funny. It was funny what Rick Ross' response was, but I honestly was not mad at him and his mama. Like, that shit was fucking hilarious.
That was crazy.
Instead of doing that, Aubrey, this is what I want you to do. I want you to get in that booth and I want you to put out an actual song. Because what you're gonna do, either you're gonna wait for niggas to forget, or you're gonna put it out on your next fucking album, which could come out.
Oh yeah, you're gonna wait.
every 2 fucking weeks, it seemed like you're always dropping some shit. Like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? And I heard the diss track this morning. I didn't know it was released until I was on Twitter. And Rick Ross is fucking funny. And the reason why Rick Ross unfollowed Drake, period, is because at the end of the song, he claims that Drake sent the feds to French Montana house. And I didn't know French Montana and Rick Ross was cool like that. So that's why he unfollowed. I don't know. It's given very MySpace top eight. That you took me out of your top eight. That's what it's given to me. Like, I don't know what other way to explain it. It's just very juvenile. You unfollow my friend, da 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 da, and then I'm gonna clap back. Type of. It is weird. It is weird. It's very, very fucking weird. So.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, but then the real shit started when did y'all listen to Glorilla album yet?
Yep,
I haven't listened to it yet, but she dropped the album. She dropped the album, and for some reason, I don't know where JT came from.
Well, a couple months ago, before Glow came out, I did see something, I don't know if it's on Twitter, it was somewhere where it was rumored that Glow and JT got into, or it could have been when that song came, I can't remember, but it was around the time, it was like either right before the song came out or when the song came out, where her and JT got into it. So I had already knew, like, something had happened between them. Because what I'm starting to realize is that shit that I be reading on Twitter that be overlooked, like, most of that shit be true. You just don't hear about it till months later. So when that came out, it was like, somebody was like, yep, you mean to tell me Glorilla slapped the shit out of JT? Then to come to find out, it was a purse that I guess she was trying to get at JT, and she, like, bopped her with a purse. And then she came out with the song Slapping Rap Bitches and Making Bell Ho.
Oh.
And that's how that all tied together. And I'm like, that's why I love fucking Twitter. I know Carrie be like, get rid of this app every other day. But let me tell you something. Do not get rid of Twitter, because all the shit on Twitter before it gets to the Shade Room, half the shit that be on the Shade Room, I didn't already read on Twitter from a regular tweeter or maybe a blogger of some sort, but it's already been published. Okay. So, like, I had already heard that it was a commotion or a situation between them two. You just don't know the full, it's a rumor, but then you hear the rumor is actually somewhat true. It just, she didn't physically slap her. She just tried to hit her with a purse. And then that song come out. And then you just like, oh, okay, bitch.
Okay, I get it. So that's where okay. Still very fucking funny. but they was doing so many fucking tweets back and forth, and then Santana got looped into the goddamn shit, and he was just like, "Girl, I don't know what the fuck you, like, I don't know what the fuck you talking about. Like, keep me out of that shit." And then, goddamn, what's the girl name? Carisha. Carisha got into it with her on Twitter. It's like, call me. Do you want to call me? Like, I don't have to do all this.
Yeah,
beef. I don't have to do all this beef on the fucking internet. Why don't you just call me? Please.
But I'm not even going to lie. Carisha do be acting slow and lost sometimes. And it do be giving like, bitch, stop fucking playing with me. But I also take into account of the things that she's going through. Her name is literally being dragged through the mud because she decided to fuck this nigga. That's literally it. We didn't know of a connection between Diddy and Carisha anytime when she was, you know, City Girls was at the peak, none of that. Mm. Then she started fucking with this nigga, and he may have had her do God knows what for God knows who, and now her name is being dragged through it all. And I somewhat feel sorry for her, because I feel like that could happen to a regular person. Maybe not as deep, because he's a billionaire or whatever, but it's like, I feel bad for her. You fucking with a nigga, you might think you know him. Maybe she knew. I don't know.
All money ain't good money.
Yes, basically. Like,
you're not gonna act like you ain't know something was wrong with this motherfucker, and everybody that said something is wrong with this motherfucker since.
But I do recall, and I feel like I said it on this show before, I recall a point in time where her and Diddy broke up. They was not together, and then all of a sudden you seeing them together again. And I do feel like my theory is something happened. She either found something out, maybe he raised up on her and made her feel uncomfortable, and she said, fuck that. And then he sent her Hermes, and she was like, I'm back. I don't know. Because, bitch, the Hermes would have got me too. Yeah, so, I mean.
That bitch, I ain't going to.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody got a price when they fold.
Everybody got a price.
So I do feel like maybe at first she probably didn't know, but she started to learn. You learn somebody when you truly fucking with them. So I think she probably did start to learn who the fuck he was.
Well,
all the best to all parties.
All the best to all parties. I just really hate that everybody is fighting. Like, what? Can we just do a collaborative album? Like, where's DJ Khaled when you need him? where's DJ Khaled when you need him?
He down bad too. His main players is fighting too.
Yeah, like, it's like you put niggas in the fucking bind.
Dang. I don't like DJ Khaled. Like, ever since I found out he don't eat pussy, like, it just don't sit right with me.
Would you want him eating your vagina?
I mean, yes. Look at him. You got to do something.
I said DJ Khaled, guys.
Yes. Yeah.
I just want to make sure y'all heard who I was talking about.
My thing is, like, why did she? I mean, everybody got a price. There you go. That man.
I mean, because
to say I'm not gonna ever eat your pussy, and she had his babies. So
that's insane to me.
That's like, really crazy.
My your child came out my pussy. Your mouth is for sure going on my pussy. Like, are you? That's crazy. Like, and then I don't know. It's little things about him. It's him not speaking up for the Palestine shit, and that's his people. Like, I just, it's just DJ Khaled, him saying nigga all the time. He's literally not a nigga. Like, I mean, people make an uproar by Jennifer Lopez and all that shit, but nobody has said anything about the 30 million times this nigga has said nigga. So I don't know. And then on top of that, you don't eat your wife's pussy, you can really go to hell. like you don't give no head. Like, I just, that's insane. So that means this nigga just been getting dick, I mean, been getting pussy and getting his dick sucked all his career.
Yo,
I ain't sucking no dick.
like none.
And I should have a pass to go and get my pussy ate whenever I want to.
That should be an arrangement. That should be put into the file.
Because what?
Absolutely. And it might be a standing appointment, bitch.
Listen.
It might be a standing appointment. Yeah, I got my massage appointment every first, third, and fifth.
Just because you want to play.
Because you want to play, like, please.
That's ignorant. Fuck you, DJ Khaled, with your loud ass, big bitch. Last thing I want to discuss. I want to talk about Mr. Gerard Carmichael.
Who?
Mr. Carmichael.
Oh.
I tried to get his nigga grace. I watched the first episode of the Gerard Carmichael show to my
best ability.
I watched it. I was open mind. I said, oh, this first episode was cool. He doesn't seem happy. Then we got on to the second episode. And this is where the ball dropped. It got fucked. It just ruined my views on him and his whole essence and his crew and everything. And I see why Tyler, the Creator, did that, because he knew he was on some weird fucking shit. Mr. Carmichael went over there. He was in the... They clipped the damn thing on the show. He said... I sometimes joke with him to his white boyfriend. He said, I sometimes joke with him that our relationship is like that of a slave and the master's son.
Is he a troll?
He is not. I don't believe he's fucking
playing. He might. He could be
a troll. He gives
he
me
might be really a troll.
Dry humor.
That's not and funny, so, Brandis. That's not a funny joke.
I would have rather him make a watermelon fried chicken joke versus a slavery joke.
What type of fucking person, black person, gets off on fucking race play? I'll be goddamn if I let a white person call me a fucking nigger, you slave monkey ass coon. Jonathan Majors? Do I look like that shit? Do I like this nigga? Jonathan, you lucky your ass fast forward, you lucky your ass gotta do that fucking domestic violence shit. But we going back to Gerard, Mr. Carmichael. What type of motherfuckers would sit up there and just do some fucking shit like that? Like, you weird, black, skinny, bird looking ass bitch. Like, I don't like him. Like, I don't like him. I want him to go away. I didn't know he had a fucking show on NBC. I didn't know about this nigga until he started popping up on fucking HBO Max. And I said, hey, let me take a dive into this shit. And I hate that I fucking did. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I want him to go away. I want his career to end. I want him to go away. And that's why you got fucking Donkey the other day, because you're saying stupid shit. Don't get on fucking Breakfast Club talking about, oh, I didn't mean it that way. Yes, you did.
It's no other way you could have meant a slave master and the son. Like, there's no other way you could have meant that. I do think that I've never been in an interracial situation. However, I can see people having sensitive humors and making, like, how the white man be on a TikTok. I don't know if that's his wife or his daughter, and he just be staring at her lace front wig because the lace be showing. Like, it's a joke. And, you know, he's like, you know I can't touch, you know, her hair. So it's like a joke of how can I tell her, like, mm-hmm. her wig is slipping. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, like, stuff like that, I feel like that's okay, cool. Like, slave and that shit is a bit much. It's a bit much.
It is too fucking much. It's too fucking
I just
much.
And I guess I'm kind of surprised. But, you know, the most pro-black people have the whitest spouses. And I just be so taken aback by that.
That's so crazy.
I don't know. It's like,
I'm not going to look at a white. First of all, white people's hands feel like fucking chalk.
Clam juice.
Clam, fucking chalk, clam, just drywall. I'm not going to be like, oh my God, let me get rest by that fucking chalky ass skin. Like, ain't nothing in my spirit that's going.
And they smell like ketchup.
They smell like fucking bark. They smell like fucking tree bark.
I want y'all to please.
The fuck? Fuck you, Gerard Carmichael. I hope you don't.
I'm really. The Carmichael show is rolling in its grave right now.
Oh, man.
Never heard of that show until this week. I didn't even know that nigga had a fucking show.
Yes. And it's only 2 seasons because he was too fucking black, basically. Like, his topics, the conversations was just too nigger for for them to renew for like a 3rd season. But it was a really good show. Like, I really enjoyed it.
I think he was like fighting them over one topic or something.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, Loretta Devine, David Alan Greer. Like, it was, I think, was Tiffany Haddish on there?
Yeah.
It was a good show.
Jarrell.
Yes. Jarrell, the
real. What's his name? Yeah.
I have literally never heard of this fucking show.
The Carmichael Show? No. You need to watch it.
Watch it.
No, I don't want to keep funding somebody who's anti-black. So, we left Charles and Netta. I'm leaving Gerard Carmichael. I'm leaving Jennifer Lopez, Taylor Swift, Miley Cyrus.
Not Miley.
Fuck Miley. On one song with Beyonce. You know what I mean? I forgot about your slick ass mouth. All them hoes do that.
I mean, I know she went nigga and then turned her back on us. But I mean,
fuck her and fuck and fuck Jared Carmichael. But last thing. Happy National Semicolon Day. I just read.
That's dumb, please.
Huh?
No, it's not. It's not dumb.
No, it's not. Right. Oh, Brandis, I thought you put that on.
I put that on there. That's what I'm that God, is damn. Bringing awareness to suicide.
Yes.
Say that. Okay. Don't tell me it's a punctuation day, please. It's not punctuation day.
You should.
Like, what the fuck?
Say a day to raise awareness for those who struggle with suicidal thoughts.
Okay. So that's what it is. I'm 100% in. I'm an ally. Okay. Yeah.
No, but I have put that. Just whoever's out there struggling with suicide or suicidal ideation, just know that I love you and I need you here.
Need you all here. But that wraps up this episode of Bar Talk. You can find us on Instagram. Twitter, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. I need to start saying that at the end of the show.
Definitely going to do better with marketing.
It's not me. It's not me. It's the other 2 co-hosts. It's not.
It's not you. It's me. I'm going to do better because we really be having good shows. Like today's show was really good.
All day.
When
I'm on the phone right now, playing Lucky Slots on her phone, trying to win $20.
$30.
Oh, they're playing Lucky Slots and shit. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Angel's wig. I'm pretty sure I will see that on Saturday. I will be present.
Working. Yes, you will.
That wig on the wig head. Well, when y'all about coming in?
But look, she. I'm gonna put that in a show. Put your wig with the
It's from 7 to 11, Brandis. If please don't piss me off.
7 to 11 at night.
Yes, Brandis. Oh, but I'm gonna need for you to either get there at seven or you have to get there at 9 because it's a surprise.
Oh damn.
Oh, she ain't gonna make it.
It's a surprise.
I'm gonna make it.
She's definitely not gonna make the surprise. I'm sure. Just come at 8, girl. Just come at 8.
Damn.
Yes, it's gonna be fun.
I hope I am going to get paid. That's
you are.
That's my true wish.
I'm gonna pay you. My daddy is. We going. My daddy is gonna pay you. He's gonna pay you. But I'm gonna probably send you some when I get paid, and then my daddy gonna pay you the rest. Okay. You take Zale. He got Zale. He only know how to do Zale. We'll
figure it out. But everybody, just pray for me. Hope just pray the surgery tomorrow goes by swiftly.
This needs to be the last surgery, Jesus. The
last one because
we need to start our legal. We need to get this
legal. I got three birthdays to make up. I gotta make up Brandon shit. Nigga. I gotta make up Monet. I have birthdays to fucking make up. Like, I've been missing shit because of this.
When you told that story, I said they done fucked up with the wrong person. Why would they do that?
The social butterfly of fucking Houston, and I have been in the house. I don't know how niggas do it, but anyway, y'all be safe in the streets. I'm finna go to bed and. Yeah. Peace, niggas.
Be good to yourself.